The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stabmiller. Today's date is July 23, 2020. Before we go back to the phones here, I wanted to mention some things here that, talking with Bob in Colorado, that kind of fell off the radar. Talking about OSHA, we're talking about HIPAA standards here. There have been violations all over the place on both. But I did notice that what we talked about early on with the beginning of the pandemic here, they talked about respiratory droplets and that this thing was contagious. Of course, that was leading up to forcing us to all not think and start wearing a damn mask. And, well, a lot of people in fear do not think rationally. They do not use logic. They do not use critical thinking skills. They simply just respond, you know, fear. And they put on the mask without really thinking this thing through. But what's missing from this equation, that's something they brought up from the very, very beginning of this whole plandemic, and I'm going to call it a plandemic because it is a plandemic, was negative flow rooms in the hospital. Now, there's not tons of these. We have them in the ICU, and some of the step-down units have a negative flow room. And if you understand, they're used for infections to make sure that the air does not circulate in the general hospital circulation. The air is circulated and goes back into that room only. It does not go out to the general hospital circulation. So on your respiratory infections such as this, which they said everybody must be in a negative flow room, that disappeared. That just flat out disappeared. That conversation disappeared, you know. We heard Cuomo talking about, I need 30,000 ventilators. Do you have 30,000 patients? No, but nobody's asking the questions. I'm asking the questions. Where in the hell do you store 30,000 ventilators? I can tell you right now, you can go into any hospital equipment room and look how many ventilators are stored in there. They take up some room. You'll probably find 8 to 10 ventilators in there, and then the rest of them are in the patient's rooms that for the ICU only. But you don't have tons and tons of room for ventilators. So if you think 30,000 ventilators for New York, do the math for each hospital. Where would you store all these things? Probably store them in some gymnasium at a high school because nobody's going to school anymore. But nobody's questioning these outrageous claims. We need 30,000 ventilators. I saw some bogus film clips the other day where they're trying to use another fear campaign here, of a visual fear campaign on you. I saw some old clips of a ventilator, and these were definitely violations. If some of this stuff was real currently here, filming in an ICU is illegal. Risk management will tell you that. It's in the policy. You cannot pull your cell phones out. You cannot record anything. You cannot take pictures. It's illegal. So how does the mainstream media get all this film clip, all this footage of in an ICU? There are violations right there. That's a HIPAA violation. If you can identify people, and you can, it is a violation. So where did this stuff come from? Well, somebody's allowing it because they want to keep the fear going. I saw a ventilator that you're never going to see anymore. It's the old volumetric ventilator where you got the plunger that goes up and down like an accordion, up and down. Pretty scary to look at that thing. I saw that clip on TV, and I said, geez, where did that come from? I haven't seen one of those since the 80s. Last time I saw one of those was on, I think, Young Frankenstein. I think I saw they had one there to keep the monster alive or something. I don't know. But you don't see those things. That's dinosaur technology. But somebody thought to bring it out, fish it out, and use it for the visual to bring more fear in COVID. Now, there's more stuff going on now. You know, you spot the red flags, you spot the lies when they start adding more additions to the disease as they go along. They'll tell you, well, we've got new research now, we've discovered this and this. No, no, no. You haven't done that. You're simply fishing around now to find something else you can use to bring more fear. They got to keep this thing going. They got to keep this thing going. They told you a second wave is coming. How obvious is that? A second wave is coming. Get prepared. Oh, my God, we got hot spots all over the country here. Isn't it funny that test kits, all the extra test kits that they sent to these areas because they needed more testing, became hot spots. Contaminated tests. Nurses have done their own studies. They've done some testing. They pulled out the swab. They put it back in, put a fake name on it, sent it in. Coming back positive. There's no sample on it. So how could it come back positive unless it was a contaminated test kit? And that's exactly what you got here. You got a lot of padding in the numbers. We know it's being padded. Total number right now, what, 146,000 people in the United States have supposedly died, minus 100,000 because of the padding. So you got a virus that you shut down the flipping entire United States for 46,000 people. You brought everything to a gridlock. You destroyed industry. You destroyed the little businessman. You got everybody running around with masks looking like fools. Go back inside. You can come out when we tell you to come out. You can't go to the beach. That sun and that wind is going to blow it up your nostrils. Now they're talking about red spots in your mouth, mainly children. I know where they're going with this one. Red spots in the mouth lead to red spots in the throat, closes off the airway. You can't breathe. You find yourself in the ER. You find yourself in the ICU. You find yourself on a vent. You get diarrhea and you die. They are so good at drumming up and fueling the fear. Amazing. Bob, are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Did Bob drop?
Still here.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't
go
drop.
For it, Bob. Oh, good.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you, Bob.
Oh, okay. So my thing is trying to turn this thing around. And I have no idea how many people I can talk to. I talk to everybody here in Southern Colorado. But when you walk into a business, and especially if you really do have a medical problem, like I said, I have asthma. And the thing is that you have the accommodations to serve me under the American Disabilities Act to give me an oxygen meter or something. So if I start getting short of breath, then guess what? It will no longer be your responsibility. We got to turn it around.
Sounds good to me.
Mean,
do you know,
when I mentioned
the... When I mentioned the thermometers, they're just doing a surface temperature. That's not a core body temperature. You really need a core body temperature. But here's the lunacy of what happened to me. And I'm being very honest. I've got nothing to hide on this. What I'm telling you is the absolute truth. Here's the station. You walk up, somebody there who's got a mask on. She asks you a series of questions. Have you associated with this kind of person who's had a fever? Any of this stuff that might say that they had COVID, so you were exposed to them. Then they take the thermometer, they put it to your forehead, you get a surface temperature, and if you're above their 99.5, and I just came out of a hot car, I'm in the Florida sun, I walk a half mile to get inside the hospital, I'm way out there in Egypt there, I walk in, so I'm hot, and so if you go beyond 99.5 or higher, do you know what they do? They actually tell you to step off the side, they put you in front of a big giant fan. You stand there in front of the fan for 5 minutes to cool off, And then they take your surface temperature, your forehead again, so you can pass and you can go on your way. Now, if they're serious about actually believing that the steps they're using are to find true cases of COVID, well, you just cooled me down by a big giant fan.
Right.
So this whole thing is ludicrous. We need to start calling out the stupidity of what they're doing. I did that. I lost my cool. Like I said, I'm lucky that law enforcement didn't come. I got my test done, but I was very, very hot. Everywhere I go now, I just can't keep it to myself anymore. I did a show today in the Dollar Tree, 15 minutes there, standing there. I had a great crowd of people lining up to sit there and watch this guy talk about the fraud of masks. I figured I got the floor. I'm going to say it. The people working at the Dollar Tree were kind of edging me to go, you know, do it. Talk about it. I believe. I trust you. I gave them the information, and then I paid for my goods and got the hell out of there. But we just got to start pointing out the inconsistencies, the abnormalities of what they're telling you to do, and that it doesn't make any sense. Fauci here is telling us that the virus is out there. It's in respirations. Then put the mask on. So now you're wearing masks with the virus stuck in the mask, and you're breathing in all that extra CO2. I was hoping I could find somebody who would be interested in working on their thesis for their master's, would do a little study for me. I would love to do this myself, but I don't have the facilities to do it. And I don't think even respiratory therapists would probably be allowed to do it, because it's going to show you what I've been talking about. It's going to show you the truth that these masks, wearing these masks, is detrimental to your health. Now, I'm talking about doing like a baseline arterial blood gas. We call them ABGs in the hospital, on room air. Do one on room air. Put the mask on. And if you want to add the face shield, do that one also, but put the mask on 4 hours from the time you put the mask on. Do another arterial blood gas. Look at that CO2 level. Where's your CO2 That's level? Right. Has it gone up? How much has it gone up? Do that also at the 8 hour mark, because people are wearing the mask for the entire duration of their shift. My wife has come home and said, I've got headaches. I'm not feeling good. I know why. Because your CO2 level is so high because you've been wearing a mask all day because they told you to. I would love to see that. The acid-based respiratory acidosis, is there a compensation going on? But I guarantee you your CO2 level is going up and it is causing harm. We're probably going to see in the future a whole new series of pulmonary lung disorders because of what they're doing right now with this silly mask wearing.
Well, I was at a restaurant today. You're not forced to wear a mask, but the waitress, she, again, it's overweight, and she all of a sudden came out from the kitchen. Her face was so red. She went outside, and I said, are you okay? She goes, I couldn't breathe. But listen, Steve, I don't want to keep holding on the line, but I would like to give the board operator my number. I'd like to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I can do that. Need to move on to other callers. I appreciate your call. The masks. It was funny that one of the guys asked me a question in the Dollar Tree today. He said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He had the mask on. He had to keep it on because he has to keep his job. He said, why do they go so far back in your sinus cavities? I said, they really don't need to. They really don't. If it is in your saliva and it is in your respirations and it's in your mask when you're breathing out because your mask becomes wet, you could take that mask if you wanted to. Culture that mask. I guarantee you if you're positive, it'll come back positive. There's no reason to stick a Q-tip that far up into your sinuses. No reason whatsoever. This is, again, playing that little bit of fear. Oh, my God. They got a person that's got a hazmat suit on, mask, and a face shield, putting something up your nose here. This is serious, serious stuff. This COVID is going to kill you. This is theater, people. It is drama. It is flat-out theater. They do not have to stick a damn stick that far up your nose to get a sample. They could do it from a sputum sample. Anything inside your mouth, as long as it's wet, it's DNA. Have you not watched any of those crime shows? Exactly. DNA. That's all it is. They could use the same thing, saliva from your mouth. They don't need to do that procedure. And you know what? He mentioned to me, one of the guys said, you know, what about if they were taking that sample there and doing your DNA there, kind of like the 23andMe and Ancestry and databasing your DNA? Hey, I never thought of that, but you know what? If everybody has to have the COVID-19 test to keep your job, what a great way to steal your DNA. 23andMe didn't work. Ancestry didn't work. They only got a handful of stupid people to go for that to do their DNA. But now we have a crisis, a pandemic. You have to give your DNA because we need to test you for COVID-19. Wow. It's like a major sci-fi episode. Maybe it's Twilight Zone or something. It is beyond reason here what is going on, but people are not questioning it. They stop thinking. Back to the phones. Ken in New York, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve. There's a very easy way to find out if OSHA's rules supersede anything in the state, and usually I think the state would defer to OSHA. In New York, the health department sets what's called guidelines for all the hospitals. And I was told this by the chief counsel. I was being sued by the hospital. I claimed overbilling, and I ended up proving it. And I worked my way up to the chief counsel. He says, well, you know, I can't give you legal advice. I said, I'm not looking for legal advice. I want to know what the law is. I said, surely you can tell me that. And he said, well, I certainly. He spent a half hour with me on the phone when I told him all the violations they were doing of their guidelines. I said, I made the mistake of saying rules. And he says, no, these aren't rules. They're guidelines. Of course, now listening to Ralph Winter wrote, I understand what a rule is. And so they routinely violate the guidelines all the time.
Yes, they do.
And but the legal counsel is somebody from, you don't have to talk to the chief counsel. You can just, I just got lucky. I just kept playing around with working my way up the ladder. And you could simply ask them if OSHA is involved in any of their guidelines, or do their guidelines meet or exceed OSHA requirements.
Right.
And I think that's how it would work in New York, because in New York, the health department interprets the law. That's where you start, you know, the administrative nonsense. You see the law has a lot of missing details, and then they give it to the health department, and the health department's counsel, legal counsel, starts writing up all of the details, and the details are what the hospital lives and dies by. Hospitals routinely violate them, but there is no enforcement. They admit right in the interpretation that there's no money to enforce it, so it's up to you. Also, one other thing about the, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the thermometer on the head. I was like one point off from being rejected. Those have a spacer on them, at least. You press them on the forehead. I recently went back to work, and they handed out these little things that fit your palm, and they have no, you have to hold them a certain distance, and they're constantly screwing up. You have to
I've done my own little testing on those before in the ICU here. We have them everywhere. And one time I sat down and I thought, how accurate are these? I mean, who calibrates these? How often are they calibrated? Now you calibrate your blood glucometer every shift. We do the blood glucometer every shift. I'm not sure every 6 months, maybe every year somebody decides to calibrate this thermometer. They're the tympanic ones. But the thing is, I'll have five of them there, Ken. I'll have five in a row, and I'll use it the same way I would on myself, and I'll get maybe two out of the five that might be matching, and the others will be off by, you know, even maybe even a whole degree. So the point is, they're only as good as they've been calibrated. They've been banged. They've been dropped in the hospital. They're kind of abused. Hospital equipment sometimes is abused. Something that's used this much is getting a lot of wear and tear. So, but they were checking surface temperature. That's
May
not
I
a,
hold
surface
for a
temperature
minute.
Is nothing. You want core body temperature. Stay on the line. We'll be right back. And Francis and Pam, you're up after that.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back. The National Intel Report, going back to the phones here. I think Bob is gone. I've got his number here. Bob, I'll give you a call later on. And I'm going to go on to, we're on to Ken. Ken. Ken, are you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I would do the same thing. If for some reason you had a problem with one of these, I'd demand to see the calibration data, which, of course, there won't be any. And it would be just like beating a ticket in court. You demand the calibration data, and they go, well, I got one right here. And I said, no, I want the one for the serial number that the cop used on me. And they'll never have it with them.
Ken, you could drop your drawers and say, go ahead and get the rectal one. We'll know for sure now.
Yeah, that's my reference.
Because that's a true temperature now. That's a true temperature.
Yeah.
Now, Ken, I like a little bit of humor here, but you know how to tell a difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer, right?
Somewhat. I'm not an expert, but...
It's the taste.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay.
I had enough
All right, that's enough humor. What else you got on your mind, Ken?
No, if you get a point... that music, was that the funeral music they're going to play at Jelaine's funeral?
That's That's that New Orleans stuff, yeah, for funeral.
Yeah,
Mike is getting
nice
funky with it today. I like it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I would suggest another song. If you get appointed musical director, try Maxwell Silverhammer.
Okay, we can do that.
You should play that whenever you
Ken,
talk about
it. Ken, I got to move on here. I got calls piling up here. I got to get going here.
Good night.
I appreciate your call. Francis in North Carolina, nice to hear from you.
Hello there.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that.
Okay. Hey, dude. How's that?
There you go. Okay. What's on your mind, Francis?
Oh, what hasn't been on my mind, besides the idiocy, the stupidity, and insanity, for that matter? Let's just say I'm glad I am not around the city, because it is just absolutely astounding. And quite frankly, it's blowing my mind. Now, I have to admit one thing. Other than I'm wondering how these governors are getting paid off to implement or mandate this, that, or whatever have you, regarding the wearing a mask here, wearing a mask there, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, if you're sick and you got to wear a mask, then stay home. Don't be going out. I mean, use your head. Yeah. Use your head.
And people, people normally do that. You see, I'm glad you brought that up, because there was something I wanted to bring up real quick here. It's an article, and I'm going to mention it quick, and then we can go back to you. But just 2 days ago, you know, the NFL season, are they going to start it? Are they not going to start it? Preseason, they're going to have it? Probably not. They'll get rid of the preseason games, and they probably should. That's just time to injure your players anyway. But 95 players, NFL players, have come back positive for the virus. Okay. Not showing any signs and symptoms, but they're positive, which is telling me is that their immune system has recognized the antigen. Their immune system is now doing the antibody response to fight the infection, and they are going to be granted future immunity. So we got all these people running around right now with masks, normally healthy people wearing masks, who are delaying their future immunity, because you have an immune system for a reason. If you don't use it, you lose it. So here's the stupidity here. This is what we need to call out, the stupidity. The players, I think they've taken too many shots to the head. They're asking for daily COVID testing. Then they change their mind and say, well, by the time you get your results back, you won't get to play. So you get the test, you wait 3 days to get your results back, you go back to play, and then you take the test again the next day. Then they've gone to every other day. None of this makes sense. It's flat-out stupidity. But this is what they're keep doing. They're keep pushing the envelope of throwing more stupid regulations and rules at you, and nobody seems to be willing to question them.
Well, that's the real big problem about it, because, quite frankly, what you're describing is what I would refer to as bureaucratic red tape to start with.
Major.
And the fact that people are not questioning it leads me to think that they're suffering from another virus instead. You know what that is?
Stupidity.
I just learned about this recently. It's called the sheeple virus.
Yeah, there you go. Sheeple virus, yeah.
So, but the only thought is, in light of the a commentary you had about the DNA testing and all this stuff, 23andMe, family, whatever, hereditary, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, my question is this. If they did not succeed in what they were trying to do with those outlets,
right.
So the question is, what kind of DNA are they looking for that they got to resort to a hoax? Like I call it a hoax, because quite frankly, people are going helter skelter over this crap and not really thinking. They're throwing common sense out the window. So the question is, what DNA are they looking for?
I'm glad you asked that, because I thought about that the other day. What agenda could they possibly have? Now we know that in Agenda 2030, there's a depopulation agenda there. They'd like to bring the total population, world population, to right around 400 million people from where we're like 7.2 billion people right now. Hold on a second here. I thought this one through the other day. I want to share this with you, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller, the National Intel Report.
Can I take you out to the pictures, John?
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
Steve Elkins, author, I was going to say off the beaten path here. The National Intel Report, singing for John Stabmiller. Old habits are hard to break. My show on Sunday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the phone with Francis here. And Francis, I'm going to answer your question. I thought about that the other day. Maybe I've been watching too much sci-fi. I know the technology is there. There's stuff out there that would just blow your mind. Blow your mind of what they've got planned and what they can do right now at the current time. But I started thinking about this. Why would they want all our DNA? They tried it through two little programs, Ancestry, and then they tried it through 23andMe. So what would they do with all that DNA? Well, I can tell you what they could do is run your DNA and find out your vulnerability.
Yeah?
Maybe a strong cancer gene there, or a strong diabetes gene, which would lead to heart failure and heart problems. And they could simply find a way to tweak that to make that now a very dominant trait in your health history, and then lessen your lifespan. You know, bringing down the population, I didn't make this stuff up, but Bill Gates spoke about it, I think back in 2007. Americans, humans, produce too much CO2. This is all brought in also with the global warming agenda. This whole thing is still all wrapped up in COVID also. This thing's all together, believe it or not, people. But bringing down the world's population is a goal they want to do. either through sterilization or make us sick, and then we don't live as long anymore. We used to live in our 70s, and now we live into our 50s, and we pass on. And they'll say, well, it's just you have mutant genes. You know, our genes are all going wacko, haywire now, and for some reason, it's not anything else. It's just bad genes are coming out now. It couldn't be anything else other than that. Well, and forget about chemtrails and forget about the fluoridation in your water and the vaccines that you'll be forced to take. We all start dying off a little faster here. And that's the only I can come up with is that maybe there's a way to tweak a dominant bad health trait in order to decrease the planet's size.
Well, you know something? That's a very good point, Steve, because quite frankly, I'm reminded of a film, of all things, called The Sixth Day with Robert De Niro and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so that was right back in, I think, the 90s or something. I could be wrong. This was about the time that they went and unraveled the human genome, and they had the issue about cloning all of the sheep and all that stuff.
Yep.
So that would fit right down their alley as far as trying to figure out how, find the gene that causes this, causes that, shorten the lifespan,
right,
as well as cloning someone for their own selfish purpose, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Is freaky? Yes. A lot of people think, oh, they would never do that. Really? Well, what in the world do you think?
Well, Francis, how many times has technology been sold to us with the idea that it's going to enhance your life, make your life, improve your life? How many times have we been sold this idea that this technology is going to make your life better, and it's used against you to control you or bring harm to your health?
Thank you. Every time.
Yeah.
But the problem is nobody pays attention to that. You're like, oh, I've got too many things to deal with and all this stuff, so I don't have time to deal with that top five stuff. Well, guess what? You know what? What was considered sci-fi now was contemplated back in the 60s and 70s, if not the 50s. So, come on, microwave ovens, give me a break,
right,
your cell phone,
right,
and so forth.
Right.
I mean, get
real. Well, you know what? There was a period of time there. Yeah, Francis, there was a period of time there we saw an increase in glioblastomas, brain tumors. I theorize that we're going to see more with the 5G rolling out, and then after that, probably a 6G or whatever.
Oh.
You're going to see more health issues. You're going to see more brain tumors. All that radiation is going to cause cellular damage, neurodamage. We're going to see probably more glioblastoma with brain tumors. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's true, because quite frankly, I come to realize, and I had to square it away first, about what was what. 4G deals with the water in your body. 5G, unless
which
I'm
which were composed
anymore,
of a lot of water. Right.
Pardon? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 5G...
Which were composed of a lot of water, our bodies, yeah.
Yeah, and the 5G is supposed to attack the oxygen in the body. I think I may have gotten that backwards, but I could be right about that. I don't know. But one was designed for one thing, one was not designed for the other. So when people start claiming that they have issues with this or that, think about what you're exposing yourself to start with.
Right.
Think about it. But a lot of people don't. They think, well, you know, what can I do about it? A lot.
Well, they're sold the convenience of it. Like a kid, like people say, I need to download this movie much faster. Who gives a damn? You're going to download movies faster? That's why you want
Thank
it?
You
haven't thought outside the box here about what other problems. I mean, you can only have so much out there bouncing around the radiation here, back and forth, going through everything, and think that's just going to be okay with your body. Your body's going to accept that. You know, these are the same people, Francis. These are the same people that are walking in the aisles at the grocery store, flipping over the labels to see what kind of toxin, what kind of ingredients are on the label, because they're worried about eating something that may cause harm to their bodies and hurt their health. But they're okay with 5G and all the radiation. They're okay with that.
Not to mention where they got a cell phone placed in their garments. But just to give you a quick analogy real fast, not I had to let you go, I'm reminded of a situation with how people's attitudes are this day and time, is that a family member made the comment, because of the children that they have, that things are out of hand. They don't know what to do about it, how to handle them, and so forth. And they said they're at wit's end. They are helpless against it. And I said, right. No, you're not helpless. You are at wit's end, I'll give you that, but you're not helpless. You still have various modalities within yourself as far as disciplining is concerned. So don't come here with this thing about that you're helpless, because you're not. So if anything, if people really want to go to the brass tacks of the scenario, contemplate from that point of view. It's just dealing with technology is like dealing with children. I hate to use that analogy, but this day and time, children have more of a knack for technology than they are with the family. Yeah, and that's pretty pathetic.
They do. So, hey, Francis, anyway. I got calls lined up. I got to get these calls. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your call, though. Nice to hear from you again. We'll talk to you here real soon. Back to the phones here, and we've got Pam on the phone. Pam, are you there?
Whoa, hi.
Pam. Hello, Pam.
There?
I'm
hi,
here.
Steve. Okay, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
All righty.
How are things in Michigan? How are things in Michigan?
Oh, that's why I called. They're
well, you know what's funny? Let me tell you why I asked that is because the guy that was on the telephone pole 100 feet up in the air was in Michigan wearing the mask because evidently your power grid's about ready to go down because you guys are in the middle of a heat wave. So he's up there adding more lines 100 feet up above the ground there, but wearing a mask to protect himself from COVID. That's the reason I asked.
Oh, yeah. I see people walking their dogs, walking by themselves, wearing a mask, and I'm astounded. I'm really astounded that people are that sheepish.
Yep.
Anyway, we've been forced into if you want to go to the store, the stores are mandated to force you to have a face covering. But we're a private store, I know, but the state is mandating us to enforce this code.
I'm gonna ask you to challenge that. My wife came home today for shopping. I didn't want to go out. I had stuff to do here, and she had to wear the mask. She wore the mask just to do the shopping. She's, I hate this. I don't want to do this, but we need groceries. So I told her, I said, so everybody in the Walmart today had a mask on. She said, no, one woman didn't. She was an electric cart, and she did not have a mask on. So she's citing I can't wear a mask for a medical exemption. And that's what I'm going to say when I go in. It's not the truth, but I'm going to use it because I don't want to play this stupid game.
Well, I have asthma, and I have tried to wear the mask, and I just can't. I can't wear a muzzle. I'm sorry. I'm like you, Steve.
Well, you know
I
what? You specifically, your shut. CO2 would definitely climb up much, much higher having asthma. So,
right.
You know, you have an exemption. You have an exemption right there.
Well, Steve, the people at the store don't want to accept that. I went into a store. Can I mention the name of the store?
Sure, go ahead.
I went into Menards, and their watchdog at the doorway asked me about my face covering. Now, the governor Whitless sent out like an emergency alert. Talking about, she used two terms. One is a mask, and the other is a face covering. So I have opted for a face covering, and I'll tell you what I'm wearing. It's like two layers of a chiffon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's black because I'm in mourning for my country and my countrymen. And one layer I can flip back. It's a veil. And I don't know if I am Sharia compliant or not, but my daughter said it. My daughter
Sharia.
Said, you look like, she said, you look like a beekeeper. And I said, well, I'm Sharia compliant.
There you
but,
go.
But, anyway, I have read that the DNA, once they get your DNA, and they alter it, they own you. And I have a problem with that. Let me tell you the other reason why I'm wearing this face covering. It covers my whole head. And I had some people, you know, giving me the dirty looks. One lady said, oh, what a great idea. I never thought of that. And I gave her an RBN card so she can tune in. But the other reason I am wearing this, opting for this, is that I'm understanding that they are training the AI, the facial recognition, to recognize faces that are partially covered because of the masks. Oh, darn, my face is totally covered.
Right.
My whole head is covered. Oh, gee.
Well, I like the idea what John Moore is doing, is that he's making the masks out of see-through. And they're definitely porous. And they said you have to wear a mask, and you're wearing a mask. I think that's pretty funny. I didn't think about that one. That might be kind of fun to see you get challenged. They said, well, you don't have a mask. I have a mask on. This is a mask.
This is a face covering. I can show you on my phone. In fact, I showed the bus driver. You know, I don't need to see that. Well, you're challenging me on this. I have asthma. I can't breathe. And so anyway, that has been my solution to this. So anyway.
I like it.
I really want to thank you, A, for your expertise in the medical field and relaying that to we, the listeners. And B, I am as outraged as you are. I am outraged.
I've had good days and I've had bad days. Pam, I've had good days and bad days. The bad day was 2 days before my surgery, the meltdown there. I just have a very low threshold for stupidity. If it doesn't pass the smell test, if it doesn't meet logic, it's a fallacy. And I learned that in my first year of college in Logic 101. And that's one of the best classes. It's too bad. Thinking again, start using some critical thinking skills. Because we just have a bunch of sheeple running around out there who are responding, and you know, the government's saying jump, and they're saying, well, how high? We don't have a lot of thinkers out there. And I'm thinking, this whole campaign, Donald Trump, about make America great. Well, don't you have to have thinking people to be a great nation? Don't you have to have a nation of thinkers, critical thinkers? Don't you have to have that? Isn't that a necessity? It is to me. So I don't know how it's possible.
I have two pictures that I'm thinking about sending to John. One is my face covering, and the other is I had an old flag that I have over my front porch, and it was so old and it was tattered and it was literally, Steve, it was splitting up the middle, and it just breaks my heart. It is so representational of what is happening to this beautiful country that I love. I'm heartbroken. Anyway,
I feel the same way.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Pam. I think if I were to fly a flag right now, and I haven't flown a flag, that was not a Freudian slip, just an accident. If I were to fly the flag today, last time I did it was back in the 1980s when I was in the military. I was kind of brainwashed for a little while there, and then I grew up within the first 2 years of my military service and realized, what, I can't criticize this, and I can't criticize this, and I want to stay in the military now. I'm going to do my 4 years, keep my nose clean, get the heck out of here, and that's exactly what I did. What if I were to fly the American flag today? I would fly it inverted because this is and at half mast. Because we are a nation in crisis, no doubt about it. A nation in crisis. And as that clip played Barney Fife there, if anybody can reach Donald Trump, please, or reach actually Kelso. I think he and Kelso are good friends. Tell Kelso to send that clip over and tell Donald Trump to nip it in the bud. All this garbage is going on. Bring some normalcy to our lives again, please. Take off the mask. Donald Trump, put it on. Take it off. Come on. Don't fall for it and stop playing politics with this. It's nonsense. It's a scamdemic. Call it what it is. Let's get this country back. back to the phone lines here. Jason, you're on the show. Jason, are you there? Jason dropped. Okay. Let's go to Steve in New Mexico.
Yeah, Steve. Well, I'm glad to see you back. I'm glad you're over that. Yeah, my dad had the same thing. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Pardon me?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because my dad had the same thing in 78, except he was on blood-thinning medicine. And they had to put him on vitamin, I guess it was K, to thicken up his blood so they could do surgery. And he was laying on the floor on one side, and they finally got to him. But it was a mess getting the gallstones out. So I'm glad you're back.
Glad to be back.
Bring up a few things. That Dean Koontz, I guess, the book, Dark Eyes?
In the Eyes of Darkness, correct.
Yeah, The Eyes of Darkness, yeah. That's a good book, and my neighbor has it, and he was telling me about it, that, yeah, the plague coming out.
Quite a coincidence, pandemic. Isn't it? Isn't that quite a coincidence Steve?
Yeah, and then go ahead.
I said, isn't that quite a coincidence?
Oh, I know. And to know
in 1983.
Yeah, in 83. And then I got on YouTube, and I brought up the Dead Zone, and it has a deal here about
pandemic.
The plague. Yeah, the pandemic. Right. And then there's another one. Let's see. Okay, where is
there's one in 2013, Steve. It's called Flu.
Yeah.
2013. The same premise.
Here it is.
Same one.
Uh-huh. And then also they have one 2018, The Virus. Or it says 2018, but it says The Virus that was done in 2015. So, yeah, it's all based on what we're seeing today. And I do agree with you. It's all been engineered to do this.
Yes.
And I did like your song on, I didn't get home in time, but I heard your song, the Beatles song, about all the people.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a good one.
All the stupid people, where'd they come from?
Yeah. I couldn't help but laugh. But, and then there's another song that I thought of. It was by Styx. It's called The Grand Illusion.
Yes. Big CD.
That's a good one.
I remember.
It's right in. It's a fits right in. And then while I was on the internet, I seen one, a bunch of herd of sheep with masks on. I thought that was pretty wild. But, I heard John was telling about Texas yesterday about the hospitals being full. And he says, no, they're not. And they were saying about Florida and stuff and the hospitals being full. That's all a gag, too, isn't it?
It is. They had the tents out front for a while, which is interesting because I made a comment later on. They took the tents down. They never used the tents because that was their overflow. But you see, also, that's part of the theater of what was to come. Remember, all these predictions they made never came true. That was just another part of the theater. They are anticipating an overflow pandemic, dead people everywhere, load them up in trucks, put them in refrigerator trucks. How many lies do you have to be told until you finally realize the person telling you is a flipping liar? I mean, I point them out all the time. Refrigerator trucks, morgues that are full, the overflow, ventilators, this is so crazy, and nobody other than the independent media is pointing this out, but the theater is still being produced by the mainstream media, and it's just time to really call it out, and people just have to start thinking for themselves now.
And you were right, where are they going to put 30,000 ventilators? All that
30,000 ventilators. Go on the internet and take a look at a picture of a ventilator, a current ventilator.
Oh,
they
know,
have
I've
brought them down to scale, but they take up room. They take a lot of room up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I need to move on to some other calls. I need to move on to some other callers. I don't want to cheat anybody today. I do appreciate your phone call, Steve. Jonathan in Missouri, you're on the show.
Good day, brother. Good day. Hey, really enjoying the show. You got a great one again, as usual. You know, in response to the mask mandate here in Springfield, the idiots in city council have mandated their little city ordinance or rule, if you will, that the police and everyone are trying to follow about wearing a mask. So, you know, there's always the medical exemption. So anytime I have to go into Walmart or a grocery store, I just walk right in. And if anyone's going to ask or say anything about it, that I've got a medical condition. HIPAA laws prevent them from inquiring any further. I would love the opportunity to take that matter forward in court if anyone should. Otherwise, there are a few circumstances like, I don't want to give specifics, but, you know, where you go into a place where you kind of have to go, where you wear a mask. But I will not wear that godforsaken sign of an idiocy. It's the tinfoil hat for, you know, for the sheeple. I will wear a Guy Fawkes mask. A full-on Guy Fawkes mask, turn my hat backwards, wear a Guy Fawkes mask, and just roll. And I get a lot of compliments. People take pictures with me. It's like, I never thought about that. Yeah.
Jonathan, I appreciate your phone call, but I got one more behind you. I do not want to cheat anybody today. Everybody's got to get a chance at the mic. Thank you, Jonathan. David, you're my last caller. California, you're on.
Yes, I had a few things. What do I have, about a minute or two at the most?
About 2 minutes maybe.
Okay. I'll start off with the most important one I called originally. And I called because did you see the Dr. Richard Bartlett interview on a Dallas TV program? His name is important to remember, Bartlett. And he talks about having a cure. And he's from Midland. I don't know where that is, somewhere in Texas. But I guess in the middle of it. And he's been having a great success rate. It's some kind of steroid inhalant with a I forgot what else. I don't have all the notes in front of me. I'm somewhere else. But it's really worth seeing. You know, it's as revealing as that one interview you had with that lady, the pharmacist lady you had on John's show. You and John. So that was it on that part. On the Chicago, a whole different subject on the BLM and Antifa trying to knock over the Columbus statue, which is huge there. They had sophisticated mechanisms on how to get the cops. They sharpened the PCC, whatever you call the plastic, where it could hurt the cops. They were throwing rocks and everything. And so it shows the umbrellas so the helicopters couldn't see when they were changing uniforms. I mean, the Antifa and BLM changing into different, so they wouldn't get caught because it's a 10,000 or it's a 10-year fine now, I think, if you get not fined, 10-year sentence if you knock over a statue.
And, hey, Dave, I hear the music. Okay. That completes our show. I appreciate it. Hey, catch me this Sunday on my show, Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate everybody for the calls, all the invoice and everything. It's great to be back on the airways. I've had a lot of radio this week. Thanks to Steve Starrs and Dave at KHNC, 1360 AM. I'm going to be on with those guys again Monday. It's been a fabulous week coming back. I am so happy to be back. I'm fired up. We need to get fired up. We need to push back. We need to tell them, nip it. Nip it in the bud. See you Sunday night. Good night, everybody.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.